Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Hi, this is Brian Main, and you're listening to the Best of the Garden America radio show. When you hear phone numbers, please do not call. This is a recorded program.
Welcome to Garden America, the country's most listened to gardening program. Join us every weekend at this time for a growing experience. This is your opportunity to hear the latest plant news and speak with our garden experts and guests as we discuss landscaping, horticulture, in fact, anything that has to do with today's gardening lifestyle. Whether you have a green thumb or just a beginning gardener, Garden America is the program that will keep you one step ahead of the game. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. Now, here's Brian Main, Sharon Asakawa, and John Bagnasco on the Garden America Radio Network.
Good Saturday morning to you. Thank you so much for being right there with us. It is 7 minutes after the hour across this great country of ours and around the world. You're tuned in to Garden America, heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Every weekend we kick things off at 8 o'clock on the West Coast and 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. that is, on the East Coast. I'm Brian May along with Sharon Asakawa. John has the day off today. Bob Riedmiller's back with us. Letting your hair grow.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I got hair.
I noticed that.
You noticed, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely.
I was getting so much flack from people with challenged hair.
Because they were mad. They said, at your age, you ought to be happy that you have hair.
Why are you shaving your head?
So grow it.
So I went, okay. So I got my hair back.
Yeah, but you have a choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Either or.
Yes, you do.
I just didn't know I would anger such a wide group of people.
The follically challenged, when they see that, they go, what are you doing? You've got hair. Grow it.
Yep. Well, we got it now. So
it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good. And so John is where today? What excuse did he come up with this time?
It has something
He's
to do
working.
With roses.
Okay. We'll give it that.
Then it's important.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, so thank you, Bob, for being here.
John goes all over to rescue roses, so... he's either on a rose foray expedition. Does that sound impressive?
I like the foray. How you work that into the conversation.
I can see him like Groucho Marx with the pith helmet, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
And he's back tomorrow, or do we have another surprise guest?
He is back tomorrow, so we can find out more details from him.
Right. Okay. Well, very good. And Sharon, you had a very interesting, comfortable, restful week.
I'm glad that you... I had a very technologically challenging
That's
week.
That's so bad.
Continue to have the technological
Let's just say, without getting into details, from floods to trees falling over.
Right.
That was your
now,
week.
The tree was not technological, but you know what? And actually, it gives me an opportunity to talk about this because here in the southwestern regions of the U.S., of course, we have had really extended periods of drought. And with that drought, you know, the moment something is weakened, then of course the insects come. So the whole reason why Bruce and I have the house that we have, as many of our listeners know out there, is because he was driving by, saw this for sale sign, and saw that in the front yard was a cork oak.
That was it.
And he didn't even bother to look inside the house. He just came home and said, "Sharon, our next house is going to be this house." And I said, "Well, what does the house look like inside?" I have no idea, but we're buying the house.
Got a great tree.
Unfortunately, that was the...
Is that rare, Sharon? Are
it is.
Cork trees, you don't see them every day.
No, no. So, you know, it was a really special tree. And I knew it was in trouble. And but once the borers come, you know, it's really difficult to get rid of them. So... unfortunately, it fell, but fortunately, it fell while I was out and about. It didn't fall on me.
Nor the car.
Man, it blocked the driveway, but not so much that I couldn't squeeze in towards the tail end of the driveway.
Okay, well, that's good.
So all was good, okay? Yes.
Very good. Very good.
Except now, well, you know what? Actually, you know, making lemonade, I had the tree trimmer cut the stump so it's level. So
okay.
I have this really nice diameter where now I can set one of my large planting bowls, like where my cymbidium orchids are, and set it on there. So, you know, and I'm using the cork branches, all the cut pieces, to line my rose garden borders down below.
Oh, that'd be great.
And the fruit trees.
Well, that's good. Yeah, so you make something out of, like you said, making lemons out of...
making lemonade, and also, you know, it'll still be part of the garden.
That's good. And can you still, you can still pick some cork off of there, right, can't you?
I was just going to ask if you and Dana would like to do that.
Pick your cork?
Yes, pick your cork.
Yeah, maybe come over. And I think when I was...
You know
last
the process,
time I was,
don't you?
I do not, but I know that I was fascinated last time I was at your house, taking my fingers and kind of pushing in on it.
Isn't it great?
Gives?
Yeah.
Right.
So the process is what now?
Well, in Spain, you know, they farm large tracts of land with the cork oak on them. And what they can do is they can literally take off the outer peel of the cork, just like you were talking about, into sheets, and the tree survives. So the tree will grow more cork.
Once it stimulates it in a way?
It's one of its protective...
And this is where we get cork. I mean, this is...
And this is where
this
you
is
get
it.
Cork.
Yep. Champagne bottles and wine bottles and anything else that requires a
Have
cork.
Have you got a bunch of tillandsias around the house?
Have I got a bunch of tillandsias? No, not too many tillandsias. I have bromeliads, you know,
because they love being mounted
pots.
On that
I know.
Cork.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they do. You're right.
Yeah.
They do. So any epiphytic orchids, you know, would like that too. But we digress a little bit now, don't we? We've got a wonderful guest today, Deborah Lee Baldwin.
Beautiful.
And of course, she's a great author. Her latest book is Succulents Simplified. But I want to talk a little bit about her website, her YouTube views, and a new book that doesn't really have a lot of verbiage, but it's going to be a big hit, I know.
It's going to be really great.
Yes, yes. So we're looking forward to having Deborah Lee Baldwin on the program. How was your week, Mr. Brian?
Very busy around here at the iHeart Studios. Well, actually, you know what? It's interesting you mentioned that. Last Sunday when I left the show, I got on the freeway. Not more than 2 or 3 minutes later, I heard this little tink on the windshield, and I go, I got hit by a pebble. You know, I'm looking around, and left-hand side on the driver's side, just above me, I see, you know, a little spider web, kind of a little divot. So I thought, okay, well, you know what? You got to get that fixed because they'll get worse. So I went home, and I got online, and my favorite windshield glass repair shop started filling out all the information, and, you know, the insurance company, and then they wanted my VIN number. So I had to walk outside to get the VIN number. I'd been in the house 5 minutes. When I walked outside, that little spider web had turned into...
shattered.
On both sides, cracks about 8 inches long.
Whoa.
I guess maybe the heat or something.
Yeah, the heat inside the car.
So it was cracked, so I drove around with that windshield until Thursday, and they came by and repaired it. So that was my week, if, as far as any negative things happening.
Oh, you did an in-house repair.
They came to my house. They came, yeah.
How nice.
I've had that done where they come out to the nursery and replace all the
wherever you are. Yeah,
wherever
I could be here at work. They'll
like
come,
the
yeah.
Basketball mom on TV.
We're the basketball mom.
Yeah. Something about her windshield was cracked.
Exactly. Yes. So they made it very, very easy, both the insurance and the company. So I'm happy. That was the only real negative thing that happened. But I'm surprised it doesn't happen more, you know, on the freeways.
I got one on my quote-unquote new car that I got 2 years
right.
ago. And I didn't have it 2 weeks, and I got one.
It's terrible,
and
isn't
it? It's still there. It hasn't moved or anything.
Yeah.
So
that's that was my drama. Nothing like your drama this
yeah,
week.
Right. And Bob, tell us about your week. I know.
Yes, Uncle Bob.
It's springtime, and when you're not subbing for us, you work for Altman Plants, which is a wholesale grower.
You know, it's been one of those weird years again because we had spring since last spring. You know, we haven't really had
any cool weather to speak of.
But people have gotten into the actual spring spirit by now.
Sure.
And it is going nutso up there. I mean, there is just, it's crazed. Everybody's on edge and you can't get product out of the nursery fast enough.
Right. And so. I still think we're going to get some cool weather here before summer kicks in. I'd be surprised if this sustained. We're supposed to get rain this weekend, aren't we? Cool off?
We're supposed to get rain and a bigger storm maybe by the end of the week.
Beautiful. Yeah. We're going to come back after this break. We've got the quote of the week, and Deborah Lee Baldwin is waiting. She's on deck in the green room, as they say. She'll be joining us, as Sharon mentioned. Give us a call, whatever's on your mind. Open for business. Very simple. Pick up the phone. Call us at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. Bob Reed Miller for John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. Sharon Asakawa here on Garden America.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties. Track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen in Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Hi, this is Brian Main, and you're listening to the best of the Garden America radio show. When you hear phone numbers, please do not call. This is a recorded program.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour, back here on your Saturday morning. Thank you so much. Got a great show lined up for you. A lot of great information and a fantastic guest. You're going to get a lot out of this. Sharon, first of all, though, the quote of the week, and then we'll hand things off to our guest who is going to give us a lot.
Oh, right.
In terms of knowledge and a lot more.
Yes, Deborah Lee is so knowledgeable about cactus and succulents. And I think life in general, so we will be talking to her shortly, but this is a quote by Paul Fleischman. Don't ask me who Paul Fleischman is. I didn't
Fleischman
have a chance
Margarine.
It's Mrs. Fleischman's little boy.
That's right, Paulie.
See? We're just quick, aren't we?
Absolutely.
You guys are quick. Anyways, the quote actually is quite good. You can't see Canada across Lake Erie, but you know it's there. It's the same with spring. You have to have faith, especially in Cleveland. Obviously, he's from Ohio.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, but that's a lovely quote.
I bet Sarah Palin could see Canada from there.
You know, I read where she never that quote was misquoted or that was never said or something.
Probably. A lot of these so-called famous quotes are misquotes, you know, people, taken way out of context.
People on Facebook do that all the time. They'll have a picture of somebody, a celebrity, somebody who's died or some famous person, and there's a quote attached to them.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, they never said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like,
okay.
What are you? Anybody could do that. But anyway, let's bring our guest on.
We digress.
Let's talk about fact, shall we?
Yeah.
Well, and any kind of quotes that Deborah Lee Baldwin will have for us will ring true and factual. So welcome to the program, Deborah Lee.
Well, thank you for having me. My goodness, what a buildup. I hope I can live up to it. Bob, how nice to have you on the show today.
How are you, dear?
My
good
goodness.
Talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I was
That's
at
right.
Altman's a couple of weeks ago and saw some of the new introductions. Wow.
You know, I found that just by accident, and it's so typical. I'm the guy that writes the plant tags and is supposed to know about all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know about 98% of those plants.
And, really?
Yeah. I always get left out of the big presentations.
You were left out of the loop.
And so I had one I had to make a tag for, and I Googled it, and up came Deborah Lee's newsletter.
Oh, newsletter.
With the plant and information on it, and I went, oh, for crying out loud. I said,
yeah.
You know, you work right there, Pepper. And you have to get it through the neighbors, you know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I did mention earlier that your latest book, your beautiful book, is Succulents Simplified. and that you do have your website. You want to tell our listeners what the website is?
Yes, it's DeborahLeeBaldwin.com.
Okay, DeborahLeeBaldwin.com. And in addition to that, you have recently gotten a tally of the number of views on your YouTube presentation, and it's exceeded 1.5 million views. Wow, congratulations.
Yes. Well, thank you. It was a surprise to me as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are the rock star of cactus and succulents.
That is incredible.
You know what's amazing is I just do what I love to do. And then I'll look and I'll go, oh my gosh, does that really say 1.5 million?
Oh my gosh.
This whole adventure with succulents has been such a thrill for me. And you know how it is. You do what you love too. And it's so rewarding. And people pick up on your enthusiasm. They want to know more about it too, because this crazy lady is just over the moon about these plants. So what is it about them that's so great? And so that's sort of my wheelhouse. And I'm not calling you crazy or anything.
That's all fair.
Yeah, I think there's all of us who become, I don't want to say hooked, but all of us who become passionate about a particular line of plants or plants in general. I think we all have that little crazy gene, and it's a good thing.
It's a good crazy. Yeah.
It's a good crazy. Yeah. And like you say, Deborah Lee, you know, when you can share your passion with other people and then other people are responding to that, that is, that's the ultimate, I think, as far as being able to follow your heart. And then also, I know that just in time for Mother's Day, you have come out with an adult coloring book. Now, many of our listeners out there probably already know that the adult coloring book is really the new thing this year. People are finding that.
Well, just what are we coloring?
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, you need to take one with
you on your
garden tour to Europe. I'm just going to keep talking over this conversation between you. And
well, I got a laugh out of Deb. So,
But Bob, they are finding out that you remember when you were a youngster how much fun it was to color.
I could never stay in the lines.
And that's okay, you know, but. Now they're discovering that adults, you know, they're
probably therapeutical, I would imagine.
And
it's a real stress releaser, yeah.
Yes, it's a very relaxing way of kind of resolving the stress in your life. So, Deborah Lee, being so passionate about cactus and succulents, and you would, you know, and this is practically a no-brainer because succulents and cacti are so architectural. They have so many interesting forms. And why don't you just tell our listeners all about this coloring book that you have created?
Oh, Sharon, I am so excited. This was my publisher's idea. I was a little surprised when Timber Press called me and said, you know, this adult coloring book thing is really taking hold. Evidently, The Secret Garden, one of the first coloring books for adults, sold over 1 million copies in Great Britain. And boy, did that get Timber Press's attention. So they called about 8 or 9 months ago and they said, you know, send us 100 of your best photos that you think would translate really well into line drawings that people might enjoy coloring in and filling in and giving their own creative interpretation and spin on. So I did, and they picked the best ones and sent them to an illustrator who happens to be in Germany. She's my co-author, Laura Serra, fantastic, fantastic artist. And Timber Press has got this going, and it's coming out. Well, the official release date is June 1st, but guess what? Oh. It's going to be at the Succulent Celebration in mid-May at Waterwise Botanicals Nursery in North San Diego County. So if you want to get a jump on that, and by the way, I will see to it that you all get your own copies of the coloring book.
Thank you. All right, we're going to have to take a quick break, Deborah Lee, and when we come back, we will talk some more.
You bet your questions. Great time to get through now with our guest, Deborah Lee Baldwin, or one of us at 1-866-606-8255. That's 1-866-606-TALK. Bob Premiller in for John Begnasco today. As we approach 30 minutes after the hour, it's Garden America right here exclusively, your Saturday morning on Biz Talk Radio.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Your citrus trees could be under attack from the Asian citrus psyllid, which can spread the virus that causes the deadly citrus greening disease. Stop the madness with Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. The mix and pour application protects citrus trees against the Asian citrus psyllid and other destructive pests. Help stop the Asian citrus psyllid from spreading the virus that causes the citrus greening disease on your citrus trees. Bayer Advanced Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control. Get more from the blue bottle. BearAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-906-2573. That's 1-800-906-2573. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-906-2573. That's 1-800-906-2573.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271.
1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, this is Brian Main, and you're listening to the best of the Garden America radio show. When you hear phone numbers, please do not call. This is a recorded program.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
And we are back. It is 35 minutes after the hour, in the middle of speaking with a good friend, Deborah Lee Baldwin, here. Your calls, your comments at 1-866-606-8255. Sharon?
We, as you mentioned, we are speaking to Deborah Lee Baldwin, and she was telling us all about the background behind how she came up with this sensational succulents, an adult coloring book of amazing shapes and magical patterns. And you were mentioning the fact that it officially is not going to be available until June, but that you will be over at a special event. And why don't you tell our audience once again where that will be, and you'll have some copies there for people.
Yes. Timber Press is making copies available for the Succulent Celebration, which is the largest succulent-oriented event held at Waterwise Botanicals Nursery in North San Diego County. And that is going to be, Friday and Saturday, May 20th and 21st. So that's definitely a destination nursery.
It is.
I suggest that your listeners from all over the country fly in just for this event if they're into succulents and get a coloring book.
They did. They did the first year, remember?
Yeah, they did. Actually,
there were people from Washington State and everywhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. And they'll be able to get a coloring book 2 weeks before they're shipping out officially. So, and I'll be presenting. I'm giving two presentations. I can't wait. So it's a wonderful event, very much succulent-oriented, but also great for anybody who's into gardening and enjoys getting outdoors and seeing great display gardens when spring is at its peak.
You know, it is such a beautiful facility, and I was just, the first time I went there, I was just amazed at how many beautiful, colorful plants there were that fit nicely under the Waterwise category. Or as you like to put it, what is your phrase about plants that drink responsibly?
Plants that drink responsibly.
Yes.
And they are so beautiful. I mean, they're beautiful in their own right with their geometric shapes and architectural qualities, but they bloom too. So many of them look like flowers, like the echeverias are rosette-shaped, and yet they produce flowers as well. So what's not to love? Plus, they can survive through very difficult conditions that would kill most plants.
So true. And I know that we're running a little short on time now, but you wanted to offer some guidelines on how to refresh our overgrown succulent beds and how to trim them. And,
and I do
mine are at that point. So
you're
I need
not
some
alone,
help.
Sharon. Well, you know, so succulents have become so popular that now people's gardens are getting a little bit tired. The plants have been in the ground for a year, a couple of years, and they become a bit overgrown, lanky, leggy. And that's what my new video, How to Refresh an Overgrown Succulent Garden, is all about, using a planting area in my own garden, which I actually show over 5 consecutive years, how it was initially planted, how it grew, how it became overgrown, how we dove in there and, you know, dug it up and cut it back. You know, the cool thing about succulents is that with most woody shrubs, you trim them back and you throw away the trimmings. But with succulents, they get leggy and long, and you trim them back, and you throw away the plant, and you keep the cuttings and replant them. So it's sort of the opposite.
Yes.
And so you'll see in the video, which is on YouTube, you can go to my YouTube channel, just Google Deborah Lee Baldwin, succulents, and it'll take you to a whole list of videos I've made. This one's been extraordinarily popular. I think I really hit a nerve and a need in terms of, okay, you know, it's spring, my succulents are overgrown, what do I do?
Right. And so many people, I think, when they see something that's overgrown, especially a succulent with the plant head, you know, sticking on a long, long stem.
Yeah, it's 2 feet away from where it used to be.
Yeah, they're afraid to, where do I cut? How do I do this? So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You also, I think, on the YouTube video, and correct me if I'm wrong, but do you also have a how-to on how to make a succulent bouquet in a mug and to give them as gifts or for yourself?
Well, certainly for coming up for, there's Mother's Day coming up, there's May Day, there's weddings, there's all sorts of gift-giving opportunities, but the succulent mug bouquet is a great hostess gift. But my most recent video, which just went up a couple of days ago, is succulent art to wear. So you can attach succulents to hairbands and jewelry and show them off. They last for months. Just glued,
wait till Susan Morse gets a hold of that one.
She has. Oh, I have seen Susan wear the most amazing
Susan
succulent
is
hair
out.
Ornament. Trust me, Bob, she's already on it.
Yes.
But this is this features the work of a young designer, Katie Christensen, who has done some beautiful work at a workshop at Widener's Gardens Nursery in North San Diego County. So this is Katie's technique, which was originally pioneered by Laura Eubanks of succulent-topped pumpkin fame. The whole idea of first gluing moss to something, the dried moss, and then gluing succulents to that using a hot glue gun. And then you could put them on license plate frames, sunglasses. Bob, I'm sure you could come up with something unusual to wear them on.
It just opens up a whole can of worms.
Yes, it does. It does indeed.
Oh, man.
So all they need to do is go to Deborah Lee Baldwin, to Google that, and then click onto the YouTube.
Click through, from my website. It's all there.
All right. Well, Deborah Lee, as always, it's such a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
And good luck at the Waterwise Botanical celebration there. And I know that your Sensational Succulents, an adult coloring book of amazing shapes and magical patterns, will be a huge hit. And for those of you who can't wait for it to come out in a couple of weeks in June, you can go see Deborah Lee in person, hear her presentations, and also obtain one of her wonderful coloring books. I presume you'll also have your other books there, too.
I will.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll see you there wearing succulents.
All right. Take
Sounds
care
like a plan.
Now. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right. A lot of great stuff there. 43 minutes after the hour. Always good to have her on. Cheery. Just a lot of energy. Ready to go. Sounds good. Well, Bob, speaking of succulents.
Yes.
Yes.
What's going on in that world? In
well,
you know, it's funny. Something that Deborah said. She's got over a million plus viewers on that on YouTube.
It's amazing,
and it never ceases to amaze me. This whole succulent craze started to really build about 5 years ago, and it kept going up and up and up.
I think the water shortage, at least here in San Diego, in places where there's a drought,
that helped.
Encourages.
Yeah, that helped, and plus the fact that we had been starting to ship to all every nook and cranny across the country through various methods, either through UPS or our own trucks or whatever. And so we were getting into all those tiny little independent nurseries in Nebraska and Michigan and Kansas and wherever. And it just opened people's eyes, and they were like, they've never seen anything like this before. And then you step back and you take a look at how many people there are actually in the country.
Yeah.
And it's not stopping. And there are still boatloads of people who have never seen this or that or whatever. Right. And they jump on the bandwagon, and up goes Deborah Lee's million plus views, because there's more and more people every day getting into this.
And I think a lot of people, they think of succulents and cactus, they think of the color green, and that's it.
Yeah.
They don't realize that there are spectacular colors in various succulents.
Yeah. It's so far from the truth that everything's green
and painful.
You know, yeah. It's thorny and nasty. You know?
No, and it's so far from the truth. And the more and you can do so much. The design work that you can do is incredible.
I'm working on a project right now with one of our guys from the research center at CIFAR, and they're doing a big living wall display for the veterans over at San Marcos Community College. It's going to be
excellent. Okay, one more segment coming up. We'll take your phone calls. If you call when we come back, we guarantee to get you on, so don't hesitate. That's 1-866-606-TALK, 1-866-606-8255. Bob Reedmiller's here, sitting in for John Begnasco, who's back tomorrow. I'm Brian Main, along with Sharon Asakawa. And again, call us, 1-866-606-TALK. One more segment coming up on this Saturday morning as our weekend continues here at Garden America on Biz Talk Radio.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Dr. Harry Anderson.
And I'm Penny Gilley.
I've been helping you with your nutritional needs for over 44 years. Now I want to introduce you to my wellness formula for yourself that will help you have more energy, alertness, and focus.
Plus, it's all natural. Try Total People Plus today and see for yourself. Go to PennyGilley.com. Learn, relax, focus, excel. Total People Plus.
Let 2016 be the year you take care of yourself. All natural, caffeine and gluten free, $35 for 180 capsules. Recommending 4 per day will last 6 weeks. For a limited time, get free shipping by mentioning promo code Penny. To order, call 817-470-4653 or go to PennyGilley.com. That's 817-470-4653 or PennyGilley.com. Order today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hi, this is Brian Main, and you're listening to the Best of the Garden America Radio Show. When you hear phone numbers, please do not call. This is a recorded program.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
All right, we are back. It is 51 minutes after the hour. Final segment on this Saturday. Boy, it goes quickly when there's just 1 hour. But again, every Sunday, 2 hours with your friends here on Garden America. Today, Bob Remiller in for John Bagnasco. He's back tomorrow. I'm Brian Main. Sharon Asikava, line's open right now at 1-866-606-8255. Again, that's 1-866-606-TALK. So in the waiting moments while we have you here, Bob, what else is on your mind? What's going on as we head into spring? We talked about the weather, at least here in San Diego, and I'm sure other places could be similar in terms of this up-and-down pattern of really no winter yet. Mm-hmm. And we've had maybe a few weeks of cold weather, but it's been very warm, and here we are heading into May.
I know. It's so squirrely, and the plants don't know what they're doing. I've noticed locally, well, it's kind of a good thing for people back east where they didn't have that severe, horrible, long winter. If they've got their indoor succulents that they've been wintering over, they can get them out sooner.
That's a good recommendation.
Yeah, you can get them outside. If you're not going to freeze anymore, get them in the sun so that they start growing normal and don't look horrible and peaked and stretched and whatever.
Yeah.
But I've noticed around here things like aeoniums, which normally have got another couple of months on them to look pretty good because they are a summer dormant type succulent. Mm-hmm. They look like crap right now. They have just sort of done it. They're over already.
They're spent.
Yeah.
Now, I know this last week we had, hot weather pretty much during the whole week. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that three or four of my roses just took off. Of course, they love it.
They love the heat.
I got to go home today and do some trimming. But a lot of them opened up really quick, and some a little too quick, and then went, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, whoa.
Yeah. And like Deborah had mentioned, we've got at Altman's between our two star hybridizers, mm-hmm. Renee O'Connell and Kelly Griffin, we will have in the next year or two some incredible new hybrids coming out.
Really?
People are just going to go nuts over when they see them. Yeah.
Color?
Color, shape, form, just everything that you can possibly imagine. And not just echeverias, not just aloes, but it's across crassulas and cotyledons. And
wow.
It goes on and on and on. So lots of neat things to look forward to.
So do you do any of that? Do you, are you one of those guys that puts a lab coat on and
I wish I did.
Go in there and kind of experiment and come up with things like that. It'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I used to do that when I had my backyard nursery with orchids. Would do that with cymbidiums and whatever, but actually never got anything to the point where it grew. I did get some nice big seed pods and things like that. And it's fun to do. It really is. But it's a labor of love because you've got to wait a long time before you see what comes out of what you've done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I would jump into the lab with them in a heartbeat if I had the time and were asked to. So, yep.
But you're so right about how this weather's affected the various species.
Yeah.
You know, some like it, some don't. And then when it gets, you got that hot, that you know, the heat wave, and then it goes back to cold again.
Yeah. You know what I saw? This is just I'm just grousing about something. Right down the road from the nursery is another local nursery, Buena Creek Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there forever.
Right.
And between there and our nursery, there is a huge, huge, gorgeous agave, and I don't know what kind it is. It's a really dark olive green one, nice, unusual shape to it. And they're starting to put up their big flower spikes now, some of the older ones that are mature enough. And the flower spike, when it first comes out, it looks like a big asparagus. And it was probably, 8 inches or 10 inches in diameter. It's huge.
Really?
And I guess the owner, for whatever reason, cut it off. It was one day there, and the next day, there's a stump with a big straight cut through it.
I wonder if they know what they did.
I have no idea
they cut it, what is the thinking that goes on behind it? Because I know a lot of people will do that to plants, and they don't understand what a bad thing you just did.
I was so looking forward to see that thing in bloom, because it would have been probably 30 or 40 feet tall. And with all the branched inflorescence
and everything.
Sawed it right off with a nice clean cut.
You know, another thought came to my mind is that maybe there was a plant robber out and about and decided that
could be
cut off and added to his
collection. All he got was a big old asparagus tip. There was nothing else there, but
not the foliage itself.
No,
you know, I've got it. It's like I've got a friend of mine who's a landscaper. He owns his own company. That's what he does. And he'll drive around. He'll see trees that are trimmed improperly. He'll see things. He'll go, "What were they thinking? Why did they do that?"
Mm-hmm,
you know, it's like these horror stories we hear from John now and then with his gardener.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I told him not to do that, but he did it. And I think a lot of times people like, you know, your average gardener who doesn't have maybe a whole lot of background in what they're doing, they know how to trim and cut, don't realize that maybe you shouldn't be trimming that this time of the year.
Right.
And they're all thinking about making it look good.
It's that creative spirit,
exactly.
I think, that gets in the way sometimes.
You don't need to do that, or, you know, cutting something back, you know, way too much.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but on the other hand, conversely, you know,
on the other hand is my left hand.
Yes.
once a plant, you know, I get so many questions about when do I prune, when do I cut back, especially if it's some kind of a flowering shrub or whether it's a perennial or an annual. And usually one of the key guidelines is when the plant stops flowering. That would be a good time to cut back. And as long as you don't have any, you know, predicted frost. And you talked about the fact that, you know, now's the time that we can start pruning back and clipping back. But for many of us that live in other parts of the United States, you really want to leave your plants alone until after Mother's Day. That's usually one of the key dates, because no telling what kind of weather conditions we're still going to have upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, you hail from, was it?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, the Great Garden State.
Yes, the Great Garden State. Yeah. And was that one of your guidelines as well?
Oh, yeah. And of course, back there, and back when I was back there, because we're talking a long time ago when I actually was a young person, the seasons were predictable.
Yeah.
Everything followed a normal pattern.
Yeah. Not anymore.
No. So, you know, my poor aunt in New Hampshire, she's gone through 4 feet of snow on the roof one winter and then nothing the next. So.
Well, that's going to do it. Bob, thank you so much for coming in for this hour.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We do appreciate it. John is back tomorrow. And, of course, Sharon Asakawa, myself, Brian Main. Thank you so much. We'll do it again 2 hours tomorrow, 8 o'clock on the West Coast and 11 a.m. Eastern time zone when we kick things off. For the entire crew, I want to thank our director and studio coordinator, David, for keeping the ship afloat. For the entire crew, Bob Reed Miller, John Begnasco, Sharon Asakawa, I'm Brian Main. We'll do it again tomorrow here on Biz Talk Radio on the Garden America Radio Show. Till then, get growing, America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.